السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وبركاته حساب May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah ta'ala bless you and afa with good health. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take great khidmat of deen from all of you and from all of us. And Allah accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Muhtisab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم تقبل الله منا ومنكم الله accept all our good deeds your deeds our deeds everybody's good deeds جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan Jinnat Mota Jinnat comes very early mashallah Allah ta'ala reward him and his family نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 46, Suratul Ahqaf, and verses 16, 17, and 18. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the previous lesson, yesterday's lesson, informed us how important it is to do good to our parents, and more so our honorable mother, our beloved biological mother, all the sacrifices she made for us, and the dua we should be always reading, whether our parents are alive or they passed away with Iman and Islam. So therefore, and our children and our progeny, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati, Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in our progeny, children, grandchildren. Regarding such people, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah chapter 46, verse 16 to 18. Ulaika alladhina, those are the people, nataqabbalu anhum, we will accept from them. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that He, Almighty Allah, does not accept from everybody. Almighty Allah is a law. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Almighty Allah only exclusively accepts from those people who have the quality of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda used to say, one is the action and one is begging Almighty Allah for acceptance in the court of Almighty Allah. So that is more important than the action itself. A famous statement of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. So Almighty Allah states, He will only accept from those people who have true taqwa and piety. Chapter 5, verse number 27. And that is why we should be begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala daily, chapter 2, verse 127. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. O beloved Allah, accept from us our broken, humble efforts. Verily, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, you are the one who is all hearing and all knowing. So yeah, Almighty Allah speaks of the pious people. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ أَنْهُمْ We will continue accepting from them أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا The best actions which they have performed, executed and carried out. So أَحْسَنَ The one with ikhlas, with sincerity, where we fulfilled our duty with beauty. And obviously we are human beings. We have shortcomings, weaknesses, vices and sins, but we are trying. And we will overlook their vices and sins, and they will ultimately be fi ashabil jannah, among the companions of paradise and jannah. O Muslim, did you beg Almighty Allah this morning tahajjud time, or last night before sleeping, for ourselves, our marhumin, and our deceased? إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. Open Mishkat Sharif. He, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for yourself, for your parents, your family, the Ummah, don't ask Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for Jannat only. Ask Him for Jannat al-Firdaus. And you want better than that, then say Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma inna nas'aluka Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Why must you ask Allah for Jannat al-Firdaus? For innaha a'laha wa awsatuha. That is the premium position placed in Jannah, the central position of Jannah. When we go to the plane and then we have economy ticket, they upgrade us to business class, we elated, delighted. We have business class and they upgrade us to first class. So how elated we are. But after 6, 8, 10, 15 hours, finish. We all reach the same destination. Yea, in Jannah, when we are admitted, and once we enter, finish. Remember, Almighty Allah will keep us happy, and that will be our aim and objective, mission accomplished. And no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. So ask Allah for the best, Jannat al-Firdaus, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Wa'ada swidqi alladhi, that is the true promise of Him, Almighty Allah, kanu yu'adun, which they were promised. Allah said, I'll give you Jannah, whatever you request, I will give you. There'll be no delay, no load shedding, no problems, everything up to date, instantly, immediately. Sometimes in life, you, the parents, you embrace Islam, or you're born Muslim, and your son, your daughter becomes a non-Muslim, a murtad, Allah forbid, or the parents embrace Islam, but the son, daughter, children don't embrace Islam. So they, the very children, are objecting on the parents. Why did you embrace Islam? And it is not true, and so forth. And in today's world, where the Islamophobes, and there is so much propaganda, hasbara done by the Western media, and the Zionist media, the Hindu Mushrikeen media against Islam and Muslims. So a verse like this must always grant us motivation, inspiration. وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ, and that person who tells his parents, parents are Muslim, and he, the son, daughter, what do? They criticize the parents. Why are you Muslim? Uffil lakuma. Uff kalimatu zajrin. Any word that hurts your feelings, words that are derogatory, unsavory comments, and to hurt the person. So why are you a Muslim? They are terrorists, they are barbaric, they are orthodox, and all these kind of words. People who are stereotypes, you see. The more they attack Islam, the more people embrace Islam. Subhanallah. Nubahul kilab, la yadurru sahab. We have wonderful sayings in the Arabic language. How many dogs are barking every day? Does the dogs or the barking of the dogs, do they harm the clouds? What are they going to harm the clouds? Nothing. So let them bark. You must remember that we will work and present Islam, which is the best, to the rest. And we don't have to apologize to anybody. Look at the Pope. They're waiting for the black smoke and the white smoke. The black smoke they don't want. They want the whitey. You see, the racist they are, you must remember. The church is racist. The Zionists are racist. The Americans are racist. The whole haramis, remember that. So what happens? The son, yeah, daughter, tells his father that uffin lakuma, and meaning such words that are very, very harmful and hurtful to the parents, uffin lakuma. Therefore, for us as Muslims, we are told that don't even tell your parents, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا uff. Don't Don't tell them any word that will hurt and harm their feelings and emotions. You Muslim, if your parents are Muslim, even if they're non-Muslim in this worldly life, you should make dua for them. Chapter 17, supplicate to Almighty Allah. Chapter 17, verse 24. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Almighty Allah, have mercy on them, my beloved parents, as they nurtured me, as they trained me, as they coached me when I was young. How they looked after us, all our musty, all our tantrums, and we would be so spoiled. And how spoiled we are today, spoiled brats, majority of us. So remember, after they pass away, if they pass away with Iman and Islam, then definitely we should be making dua for them. Chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla Wala, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, verse 41. But if they died as Tom, Dick and Mary, as non-Muslims, the parents, or anybody else in our family, or so forth, so whosoever, then to pray for non-Muslims, absolutely haram. To go to the graveyard, cemetery, haram. To go to the memorial service, haram, unlawful. Chapter 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُشْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. So clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. So now he, the son, daughter, who is a non-Muslim, threatening his parents who are Muslim, أَتَ إِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ. That what are you promising me and telling me? An akhruja, that the day I will come out from my grave, I will be punished, I will be sent to Jahannam and the hellfire. So all this will resonate with the secularists, with the non-Muslims. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِي. And so many nations, generations have passed, thousand years have passed. Who came to tell us that they're getting punished and so forth? You see the rational argument, the argument of those people who are secularists. We say, when there is a conflict between naql and aql, between revelation and reason, we must give revelation preference, because that comes directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the noble Quran. That comes directly from Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, based on Wahi and Revelation. Chapter number 53, Surah Wan Najmi, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires. It is but Wahi and Revelation sent to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ. And they, the parents, keep on begging Almighty Allah, petitioning Allah, keep us on the straight path, and guide our children, our progeny, O Allah. وَيْلَكَ. Woe to you, destruction to you, O son, O daughter. Ameen. Bring Iman if you want success. If you don't want success, then everlasting doom, gloom, and everlasting Jahannam. And then you will see, like that fish, once it takes the bait, and then it's hooked up, finished night, can't do anything. So that is what will happen to you. Ameen. Bring Iman. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqq. Verily, the promises of Almighty Allah, the truth. But this person is bent on evil. The water is open, the tap is open, but he places the cup, the glass upside down. So what can we do now? Fayaqul, he says, that son, daughter, ma hadha illa asatirul awwaleen. These are just ancient fairy tales. These are just old stories. You know, grandmother stories, Lal Kitab stories, which I tell you that your father, grandfather, great-grandfather brought from India, from Palanpur and Saharanpur and Kolvatpur and Dabalpur and all this poor and lot of puris. So that is what they say. But his answer is wrong. Why? When we juxtapose and draw a comparison, then we study Judaism. They can't present one single Torah that was revealed to Nabi Musa, to Moshe, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. They don't have one single Hafiz. So they interpolated and they amended the real Torah. So he's corrupted just like them. And you see that Christians, the Pope, the pastor, the priest, nobody can present one correct, one original, authentic, understand, gospel, Bible, and that is the Injil, the book revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. Not one of them. So, and there's no Hafiz, nobody, to is memorize the exact book that was revealed to Nabi Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him. Quran Sharif in its pristine purity. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Yea, in Lanesia we over 1,000 Hafiz, alhamdulillah. In Transvaal, Gauteng, we over 10,000. South Africa, we have 50,000, 100,000 Hafiz. And the world over millions and millions. We are the only people who are on the true religion. Anybody else claims it's true, show us your constitution. Is laysa for laysa. If you can't show, then you're on the wrong religion. Hinduism, Buddhism, Zionism, any ism, all are batil and straight destined to Jahannam when they end the hellfire, when he or she passes away, when they sane and mature. So this people, yeah, like this son, daughter, who are objecting on the Muslim parents, أولئك الذين حق عليهم القول. So the verdict has already been established and passed against them. Any person dies, pope or no pope, a bishop or an archbishop, a rabbi or whoever. So في أمم قد خلت من قبلهم. In the nations and generations that have passed on before them, min al jinni wal ins, that remember from jinn, the invisible creation, created from the smokeless fire, O human being, innahum kanu khasirin. This is the verdict of Allah. They will be the losers forever and ever. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa 'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily Allah has already cursed the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, and they died in that state and condition. Allah has prepared for them the furnace, the blazing fire, sa'ira, khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there eternally, everlasting doom and gloom. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, Allahumma ahfadna min, Allah protect us. And la yajiduna waliya wala nasira. No senior council, no queen's council, nobody to help you, no protector, no helper. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today in South Africa, it is the 4th of Zulqadah, 1446. Most countries of the world today, Saturday, is the 5th of Zulqadah, 1446. We have a global audience, so therefore we have to update everybody. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. If you know Palestine, occupied Palestine, then next to it is Syria. That's how I once went to Syria, from Palestine to Syria, from Syria to Iraq, you see. So by road you go. So remember, the Jutlas, Haramis have stolen the land, occupied the land of the Golan, Jolan in Arabic. So now our people there, they dispatch one Jutla. When they say one, it means much more. So maybe three or five Jutlas straight to hell, and two were injured and so forth. We say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So what do the Jutlas do? You see, the Jutlas, the Zionists, the Haramis, the swines and the pigs they are, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. And Allah Ta'ala calls them monkeys as well. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse number 166. Allah Ta'ala calls their rabbis donkeys. Chapter 62, verse number 5. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, carrying big, big encyclopedias. So see what the Haramis did last night. They attack Syria, they attack Hama, they attack Idlib, they attack Latakia, so Latakia and all these places. Why? They say that we want to weaken the Islamic regime. We want to protect ourselves. So Israel can occupy any country they want to. Occupy Syria, occupy Lebanon, occupy Palestine. And that is what they call peace. Well, we got a surprise for you. One settler, one bullet. And you know, you are condemned globally, internationally. Everybody knows you and America are the super terrorists and the biggest murderers. So therefore, we have to get rid of Israel and America. Then only will there be global peace. No justice, no peace. Remember that. And more than 20 times in one night, they attacked, you remember, Syria and so forth. Well, not only that, there is a boat and there are 30 activists in that boat, and from 21 countries, and they were in international waters in Malta. And what happens? So Israel sends a drone and that ship and that boat catches on fire, and they had to send a SOS. Save our souls with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, that all 30 of them were rescued. They are there in Malta. How can the world just be silent on this? The extermination of the Palestinian people and the starvation of the babies and children, and you Arab regime, Saudi Arabia, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, you MBZ of Dubai and Abu Dhabi, so Murtad bin Zindiq, and you the kings of Jordan, Bahrain, Morocco, and you the Pharaoh, you must remember Sisi sitting there, you all a bunch of Murtads, and you are Khabis, and you are Ghaddar, you are traitors. Your day will come, and you will die like a dog, remember that. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Your Maulvis, your Sheikhs, your Imams are too frightened to speak. Majority of them, and those who spoke, they are languishing in jail. Allah gave us this platform. With Allah's help and Allah's mercy, the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the corner of South Africa and Africa, we will tell you the truth without fear and favor. You are khabisul khabis, just the children of Iblis, your ahramis, helping Israel, helping America against the Tabligh Jamaat, against the Ikhwan Muslimin, against Hamas, against Jihad Islami, people who want to do good for Islam, you go and create problems for them. So Gaza is collapsing, remember that. They wrote a nice article. It is the generals and the army versus children. And the children are winning in the international stage and arena. Israel is condemned globally, and everybody knows that they are the biggest terrorists. See what they're going to do this weekend and in the next weekend. More than 100 buildings will be demolished in the West Bank, in Zulkarnain and others. More than 40,000 people already evacuated from their homes, and they say that they need it for security purposes. That is absolute theft and stealing the land of the Palestinians. The only language the Jutla, the Zionists, the pigs understand is jihad, that we have to send these Jutlas and Israelis straight to hell. Carney, he is the Prime Minister of Canada, is going to meet Trump there in the Oval White House. And there on Tuesday, you see, he said there'll be tough negotiations. But he knows we will never accept his nonsense about Canada becoming the 51st state and so forth. Trump knows he is humiliated, disgraced. And what a mess he made in his first 100 days. He's telling the people, give me more time, and then we will get the economy under control. So by default, he's accepting that the economy is going in the negative and in the wrong direction. 30%, listen to what Erdogan, those of you who think that is good, Turkish delight, some people are running around in South Africa also with Turkish passports, you know that? I don't know how much they paid, but there's a lot of rumors going on. So remember that. So 30% of Israel's crude oil is carried by Turkish ships. Can you believe that, Erdogan? Which side of the fence you are? People who sit on the fence are committing a major offense. I can't find one Muslim ruler who we can say we have confidence in besides the Taliban, really speaking, in today's world, you know. The rest, I'm speaking of people who are in real government and so forth. So the rest, Allah alone knows best. Majority are murtads and munafiqeen and hypocrites. Once what his Hindu wife is criticizing Germany that you are now banning and criticizing one party there and so forth who America likes. So go to hell, America. Why must you poke your ugly nose everywhere? Prince Harry, you know Harry? So now you had Diana and you had Prince Charles at that time. But Prince didn't like Diana, you see. He liked his chameleon, you see that? So now there's big rows and ructions between, rows between him, Harry, and his father, King Charles. So he says, I want security. But Charles says, no security for you. So he says, go to hell. So you see, that's how they operate. They don't work, they don't do nothing, and the British taxpayer must pay for them. Just kick out all this royal family, and you'll be better off. Muslims are living in extreme fear in Kashmir because the army is there. They can come and kill them, rape them, and steal their houses. They learn everything from Israel. China, how come India did not attack Pakistan as yet? I'll send out the article today on all the groups and on Telegram, inshallah. Read it. China is helping Pakistan and told India, you attack China, you attack Pakistan, you're attacking China. Dance al di popa dance, you mushriks, you see that? So therefore, India is very, very skeptical now to attack Pakistan because China is standing with them. Next one, Palestine is the most dangerous place in the world for journalists. You know that? Who can forget Shirin Abu Aqila? Actually wrong, Abu Aqila, pronounce the name properly. She was a Christian and 20 years on Al Jazeera, exposing the war crimes of Israel. And then with their sniper, they murdered her. And initially they refused, then eventually they had to admit. That's their way. Layyam bi al-sinatim, they speak with the forked tongue, the haramis, remember that. Romania expels a Russian reporter. These countries who are against Russia, they think America will help them. In life, you must remember certain statements. You know Kissinger, the Jutla, he fracked and he died at the age of 100. He's dispatched to hell. So he used to say, America never has friends. They only have interests. They will use you, and after they have used you, they will dump you. So that is the policy of America. But our Arabs, our Muslims, bunch of idiots and fools cannot see that. Now let's come to South Africa. Now you must know some Afrikaans here. So yeah, in Pretoria, you see, there's a small little township. It's called Kleinfontein. Klein means small. And Kleinfontein is only the Boerer, is only the Afrikaners. So Malema says, what the hell is this here? In our democratic South Africa, we got a township here. Only whites are staying there. Only Afrikaners are staying there. And the best part, our police are protecting them. So remember, this is apartheid. We need to change the demographics of all this. Likewise, there in Northern Cape, Mandela and them were too kind, you know. And then they allowed the Boerer, Red Farhur's wife and family and whoever else, to stay there in Orania. And they running their own country like, all nonsense, all this, if you ask me. You must remember that the Boerer made apartheid and now they want their own places. You see, no, only we want to stay here. Hey, this is South Africa. You don't like your footsack, go back to Holland. Go back to Europe and all that, just like the Jutlas. You don't like your footsack and you get out from here. That's our message. We agree with Malema. You must kick them out. You don't like footsack from here. So remember, they understand what is footsack. Now look at ANC. ANC is hopeless, useless. Only one thing they are champion, they PhD in stealing and corruption. South Africa, we don't have a printing machine for our driving license. Now your license, end of May, is expiring. Or end of April, it expired. You go there and tell them, now I need my driving license. They say, hiya, Azi. We can't sort it out. We say, why? You say, the machine is high sabenza. It don't work. What are you, good for nothing? For one country, you got one machine, and that also doesn't work? hopeless, useless men. I'm very happy I never ever voted for you, ANC. When I said that the first time on CII, the Maulanas and Ulama, they really sacrificed me, you understand? I asked them, today for you voting, they just looked down. They say, no, we no more vote ANC. You see that? Where's your guys' brains, man? Come off it, man. So remember that, to vote for these guys and vote for DA and all these characters, and this PA there, Patriotic Alliance and all shaitans, haramis. Not that me, I'm a fan of Malema. I never ever voted for EFFF. Petrol price and diesel price is coming down next week, Wednesday, inshallah. I just before I came this side here, I went there by Junaid Mota. I told him, put me through to Mohammed Salim. Yesterday I read a very sad article regarding, you must remember, Ladysmith. And our Muslim men, women, children, all there, that they got big, big banners. No water, no water in NKR, in Ladysmith. Where's the mayor? Where's the municipality? Come on, KwaZulu government. What the hell you guys doing? How can people survive 1 month without water? So you must, it's an absolute shame and disgrace. You have so much good rains, but the infrastructure is not there. The corruption is there. Stealing, municipality, sabotaging is the name of the game. So hopeless, useless men. Let us be honest. What you must do in Ladysmith, you must name them, shame them, and you must go on every media. And that's what brings them to attention, and then you'll get something done there. Okay, there will be steep increases in food prices. You see that? I just went outside to open the gate now, you know. It's very cold. Winter is creeping in. We have to take out our big, big black blankets and our big, big jars. You know what's a jars? The big, big overcoats and all this kind of thing. You see, jutlas, haramis, let me give you a lesson. You hear jutlas, haramis in South Africa. Yesterday, Jummah, Friday, I lectured there in Masjid Safiya. It was a synagogue. Allah reward our brothers, sisters, children, all of you, the ulama, who, you understand, motivated the people. Yesterday, meaning 8 months ago, 10 months ago, last year it was a synagogue. It's a masjid, it's a mosque now, 6 months. So that is what we must do. We must show the jutla. Islam is on the increase. You won't find one place in Africa, anywhere in the world, a Muslim is selling their mosque. But you will find the Christians selling their churches. You will find the jutla selling their synagogues. You will find the Hindus or whoever selling their temple and whatever. So all this you will find in different parts of the world, but never you will find Muslim. So that is our ghairah, our self-esteem, our self-respect we have, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So today's program, inshallah, 1 to 1.30 will be the lecture I delivered there yesterday in Masjid Safiya. Very nice, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana Imran Dadabai and people there, the trustees. And then inshallah, tonight between 6 and 8, Suleiman Esop with Naat Kirat. As Mohana, we have 12 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz, with a Q&A.
Isab, this is a question from a rebirth couple. What is the rule regarding zakat? When do we pay zakat, or when can we use zakat funds?
Bismillah.
Isab, can you kindly explain?
Bismillah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. For you, the couple who embrace Islam, mashallah, first thing you should go to the Noble Quran, chapter 8, verse 38. Write it down, my brother, sister, that yesterday, last week, last year, you embrace Islam. Refer to Quran Sharif, the glorious Quran, chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. They tell them, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you embrace Islam and you left your religion, whatever it was, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, whatever, you embrace Islam sincerely for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, for the love and pleasure of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you live with it and you pass away with it, your sins of the past are all forgiven. You see that? Our intention, motive must not be that we embrace Islam so we want to collect zakat and money and so forth. That should never be the aim. Number two is zakat is compulsory upon you if you have the funds, the money. 12,000 rand or more you have and it is in your possession for 1 year, one Islamic lunar calendar. So whether it is genuine gold, whether it is genuine silver, whether it is cash, whether it is stock in trade, you put all that together, and then 2.5% zakat you have to pay. And if you don't have that and you are in dire straits, you can't pay rental, you can't pay water, lights and so forth, then remember you can receive zakat. Go read chapter 9 of the Noble Quran, verse 60. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the 8 different categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. But make sure that your aim to embrace Islam is not just to receive money and so forth. Then it means our intention is not sincere. It is a polluted, tainted intention.
Mufti Sahab, a Christian man told me such vile things about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he married a 6-year-old girl for lustful desires.
Remember, there's nothing new. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Jahl and them used to mock Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ridicule the master alayhi salam, al-iyazu billah, Allah forbid. They said, all your sons passed away. That Qasim passed away in his infancy. Then you find that Abdullah passed away in his infancy. Nobody will know you. You will be abtar. That is what Abu Jahl and them said, the harami. He, Abu Jahl, died on a Friday, Ramadan, in the second year of the Hijrah, Friday, 17th Ramadan, dispatched straight to Jahannam. Go and read chapter 44 and verses 43 to 50. You will see all those verses for Abu Jahl. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more they attack the master alayhi salatu salam, the more Allah elevates him. Chapter 94, verse number 4. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your name, nami, isme grami, we're elevating your Mubarak message, your name, your mission. And more people are embracing Islam. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Chapter 108, verse number 3. Those who hate you, those who hate your message, Ya Rasulullah, huwa al-abtar, Allah will crush them. Who knows Abu Jahl? Who knows all these Orientalists and priests who made crazy remarks regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So remember, so they're speaking about the marriage of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. So let me give you the correct position. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old. He married Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha when she was 40 years old, 15 years senior. 6 children were born from this marriage year, Mubarak marriage, and 4 daughters and 2 sons, right? The 2 sons passed away in their infancy. After she passed away, then Mustafa sallallahu, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 50 years old. Then the master alayhi salatu salam married Sayyidah Sauda radiallahu anha. So now the master is 51 years old. And thereafter, when he married Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, is 52 years old. The whole world at that time was offering the master alayhi salam their daughters, their sisters, and we are prepared to give you everything, but do not teach and preach Islam. The master alayhi salatu salam rejected all that. So why did he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marry Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha in his old age after 50? So the question of lust and passion doesn't come in then. And we see that the master alayhi salatu salam's rank and status was already elevated. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did everything for the master alayhi salatu salam humanly possible. So Ya Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thaniyas Nain, the second of the two, chapter 9, verse 40. Let me also do you a favor. I'll marry your daughter. You will be happy. And Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha's mother, Umme Ruman, will be happy. Allah will elevate your rank. Allah will elevate the rank of Siddiqa bint Siddiq. And that's exactly what happened. For Allah revealed verses for Siddiq Akbar. Allah revealed verses for Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa. So that is what happened. But when you study Islam with the jaundiced eye, like that Christian, non-Muslim and so forth, so remember they will attack. But the Arabs at that time, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, nobody attacked Nabi alayhi salam. It was something common. If the girl's parents gave permission, so you get my father-in-law. What you speaking about those days, speak of now. My father-in-law, he had 10 sons and one daughter. He was going to school, high school, and he had 3-4 children already. He had more children than the teachers. So remember, it was something common in our time also. But you, the Westerners, your Pope, your priest, how many of them are busy with the pedophilia? You can't find anything else. They say celibacy, and then you busy with the small children and so forth. Hang your heads in shame, you must remember that. We got nothing to hide regarding him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have things to hide. What your black smoke and your white smoke and your racist Aramis, that by parking your rifles in the children's backsides. So you're coming to tell us nonsense here.
Isab, can one make sajda tilawat just before Maghrib Azan?
So you must remember, if you read the sajda ayat at that time after Asr, and you make the sajda that time, is permissible. But remember that the earlier you do it, the better it is, and so forth. But if you read it after Zuhr, or you read it in the morning, and now you want to make the sajda tilawat at that time there, so that is not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, after making Qurbani, what part of the animal should we partake of?
So remember, Allama Zafar Ahmad Usmani, who was a genius and a giant, in I'la'u Sunan, which is one of the greatest books which the Indo-Pak ulama have written, is in Arabic. So remember, in there he wrote that the first thing we should take is kabid, kaleji, liver. And why? The logical reason is this, that you take, you must remember, it gets cooked very quickly. So, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. First go and perform your Eid Salat, Eid al-Adha, and then you go and sacrifice your animal. Chapter 108, verse number 2. And then the full sunnah, complete sunnah is, after Eid al-Adha, then you go and sacrifice. And then from that sacrifice animal, you start eating and so forth. Kulu wa at'imu wa dakhiru. You eat yourself. You feed others. Hanafi say, you feed the Muslim, non-Muslims, with the Qurbani meat and so forth. The animal we sacrifice, permissible. Shafi's humbly say, no, you eat and you feed others. Muslims only, not non-Muslims. Wa dakhiru, and you want to store it and so make baltong and so forth, all permissible, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. So we should know what Islam is teaching. But we are lazy now. So after our Eid Salat, everything, we greet the brothers and all that, brother to brother, sister to sister. Hadith in Bayhaqi, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. And then we go for a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast. You see, I will be there in Durban, inshallah, inshallah, that we will be there for that first week of June. And that Hafiz Wadi will send out all the things there. So inshallah, Allah, all the programs and venues are confirmed, inshallah. Then I will go there to Ispingo Beach. My sister, everybody is there. And then we have a nice, healthy, hearty breakfast. And then the Qurbani takes place. So that also is teaching. All right. So at least you are performing the Qurbani, inshallah. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, what's the wisdom of not cutting our nails 10 days before Eid al-Adha?
Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من راى منكم اي هلال ذي الحجه واراد احدكم ان يضحي. When you saw the moon of Zulhijjah, and that is the last month of the Islamic calendar, and you intend making the udhiya, the qurbani, the sacrifice, whether you're doing it locally or in India or Pakistan or Malawi or wherever. So remember, فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْ أَصْفَارِهِ وَلَا مِنْ أَشْعَارِهِ شَيْئًا. So you should not clip your nails, you should not cut your hair and so forth. Why? One is the hadith, that's the main reason. Logically, because we are imitating the Hujjaj. When the people are in Hajj, and now they are in the state of Ihram, and in the state of consecration, so then they don't clip the nails, they don't cut the hair. فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. So therefore, although we're in South Africa, Africa, Europe, wherever we are, and we're making qurbani, the udhiya sacrifice, so at least we imitate the hujjaj to a certain extent. That is what Al-Imam Shafi'i and the great scholars of Islam taught us in their respective books. Barakallahu fiq, jazakallahu khairan, ma'asaleem. As-salamu alaykum, the dua. You mona, you should tell the people, mobilize them there in NKR, and tell them, come on, let's get some water going here in. Insha'Allah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.